Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to a new episode of Old Lady's Favorite Muslim Lady. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service in the coziest place for women. Well, and here with me, I have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, really, for coming here. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you, an honor, a great honor to be with all these great ladies that are listening to us. I sometimes think that nurturing a child in today's world has been such a drudgery. Like, it was from the very first point of creation to mother a child, to be parenting a child. But nowadays, it's even more difficult because there is the advance of technology, because there is media, because, you know, there are a host of soldiers out there.
Indeed.
Attacking your child with different sorts of hegemonies. But then you have to control each and every one of them. Which is very difficult, because even this feeling of being controlled is not something satisfying for the children. So, as a mother, as a Muslim mother, who does believe in religious and spiritual stuff, and at the same time is living in a country that is non-Islamic, what are the actual plans that you would have to control the situation for your child? Or to be, I don't like to use the word monitoring, because I do believe that they are God's creation, and each human being, each and every human being, each and every individual has the right of choosing.
Right.
So how are you going to plan in a way that your child is going to be cautious enough, is going to be wise enough not to get into the trap of modernism or the other sort of unwanted ideologies?
Right. I would like to start from the holy verse of Quran, from Surah Tahrim. O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly guides us here that we have to be the protectors of our families, right?
So it's a responsibility.
It is a huge responsibility. Yeah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with a child, it's like a blank slate.
Exactly.
And whatever you write on it, it will be written on it. But when we hand over the same child in a non-Islamic setup, especially to the schools, I would say, because they spend a huge amount of time in the school. And
it's their second home.
Like, as you correctly mentioned, that there's some unwanted information that is being provided to them. It's not merely teaching information. Many of the things are planting seeds of rebellion against Allah's creation. So this is not education. This is
under
slow,
the notion of human rights.
Yes, this is slow erosion, I would say. Psychologists now openly warn us that confusion at a young age about many issues like gender or morality leads to higher rates of depression, mm-hmm. identity crisis, and also suicide.
Exactly. At the ending point.
Yeah. So the battle is not now a political one. It's spiritual, it's emotional, and it's eternal.
Just to mentioning one point that I myself get, like, in today's world, unfortunately, kids are not kids anymore.
Yeah.
While in past, they had the chance of being kids and acting like kids. Right now, a kid at the age of 7 or 8 knows too much of information that they shouldn't know.
Yes.
Like, it's not that they shouldn't, but they have to know it at a time when it's proper.
Exactly.
For them to know.
I would say it's because, like, today we have become so busy and we are so much engaged in our own work. So I would say, dear mothers, do not hand your trust entirely to the walls of the foreign schools, or reclaim your home as the first school.
Yeah,
your mother's lap is the first school.
Exactly. Just before we go for the break, I would like to mention this point, that sometimes I would like the mothers to ask themselves, how many times out of the boredom and out of being too tired, you give your cell phone to your children just to make them go and be engaged with that so that you could have much more of rest, so that you could do the other stuff that you would love to do. Ask yourself, how many times this has happened for no reason? You have given them your cell phone if they're kids. After that, you would buy a cell phone for them. And then sometimes you pick different classes for them. You pay for those classes and you believe that paying is a way of uplifting your child, while you forget that this child is going to be bombarded with too many new faces, with too many new ideas and informations.
Unwanted information.
While they could have that time as a quality time that they could spend with you.
Right.
So just ask yourself and try to go through an investigation with your own self and see what are the answers. We go for a break and then we'll come back. IRIB English Radio is presenting Muslim Lady. Well, I am Asma and Sister Zainab is in here. We're talking about a Muslim mother and her concerns about the schedules and the plans she must have for how to protect her child in today's world, specifically if she's living in a non-Muslim country.
Yeah, so I would continue my point. I would say teach them before they are taught.
Yeah.
So we were on the point that a mother's lap is the first school. Mm-hmm. I would like to quote Imam Ali alayhi salam here. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that a child, especially a teenager, I would say, is like a plain land. If you do not sow the seeds, and someone else will come and sow the seeds here.
Exactly.
So his mind is like that. So if you are not going to cultivate yourselves, someone else is going to come and cultivate.
It's a field given to you as a blessing.
Yes.
As you just said, it's a clean slate given to you as a blessing. You have to take care of this blessing. It's a responsibility. If you do not plant good stuff, good seeds in this ground, if you do not take the responsibility of craving good stuff on top of this clean slate, then somebody else is going to come and do that
exactly
for you.
The first voice a child distrust hears is the mother's voice. So use this opportunity. I would say if you delay, the world will not. You always have to remember this. If I delay in doing, I don't know, teaching him anything, or I'll do it tomorrow. You know, we always had this code in our schools. Today's work is never postponed for tomorrow. And if a mother does that, literally, if parents do that, someone else will come and seize the opportunity.
Let's clarify one other point. Even as a mother who's living in a non-Muslim country, sometimes we know that the ways of living has changed in today's world.
Right.
In today's world, a father alone cannot afford the living of a family. So what happens is that the mother is working with him. They are actually helping each other shoulder by shoulder, and they are actually doing this stuff all together. Therefore, they're not going to have enough of time to spend with their children. But I do believe that whenever you decide to have a child, you have to shoulder the burden and the responsibility of taking care of them.
Right.
Sending them to different schools, different extra classes, is not going to do the job of a mother, the job of a father. Even if you're going to work, I guess you have to devote a special time for your children. You shouldn't come home when you are all tired and only your body comes home and your soul is already shut down. It shouldn't be like this. When you decide to have a child, you have to decide to have a plan, have a schedule for your own self, for your timing, to devote much more of time with your children.
Yes, strengthen your family ties because children's needs are met mostly at the family. I would say like the physical needs of nutrition, the need to respect, the need to be loved, the need of stability. A child is an empty bucket, fill it with stability. barrier in intellectual connection with the outer world. Give time, as you said, like sometimes we give them our cell phones and we just try to...
just to get rid of them. I have seen many mothers like this, unfortunately.
Yes,
they give them their cell phones. I know that the mothers are tired. I know they have different responsibilities. I know that today's world is so tiresome.
Right.
But then... since you decided on having a child, yeah, you have to accept the responsibilities.
Yes. So I would say because when you have that environment, a non-Islamic setup, and there are so many things that are affecting around, you need to literally work upon the image. They should not face that identity crisis.
Exactly.
Right?
I guess, first of all, you have to spend much more of time with your kids.
Until and unless you're not going to spend time, you're not going to... How you're going to work on the identity formation.
Exactly, because you should know their needs.
In different setup, they will face identity crisis. And to, you know, overcome that identity crisis, you have to do a lot of things. For example, instill habits in them, but with actions.
Yeah.
Habits are never instilled by saying things louder or, you know, with some other anger expression or something like that. So don't have high expectations though while you're instilling those habits. For example, I want you to pray, but prayer with sincerity. No, this cannot be developed.
Do not seek perfection and do not let them into
that
road.
Yes, so first make it a habit and then create habit without pressure.
Exactly.
So do it patiently and be lenient. And yes, results do not come overnight. We have to remember that.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
When a child feels alone, that's where the harm is going to start. That's where the dangerous road is going to open in front of them. So you have to be very careful of not letting your child feeling alone.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes like living in a non-Islamic setup and this may increase pressure on them while being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. So, hey, you have to tell them, you don't have to pressurize them. Rather than pressurizing, you have to tell them, you know what? In our deen, we are encouraged, we are courageous, and we take difficult paths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are used to taking difficult paths, and because that makes us more courageous. And this does not lessen Allah's pleasure. This does not lessen even our pleasure.
Yeah. So
we are used to taking difficult paths, but do not pressurize them.
Exactly. So to wrap it all up, I would want to say one thing that, yes, we say that you have to be much more careful in a non-Islamic country, in a non-Muslim country, but at the same time I have to confess that nowadays with having media in the palm of your hand, it's no longer the matter of borders. Everything is in the palm of your hand. So in order for your children to grow with prosperity, to improve in their personalities, you have to take care of their individual character, and you have to take care of their feelings. Embrace your children with love and passion. Do not let them go and find happiness and joy and love somewhere else, because that somewhere else is not so trusted and many things could happen there. So if you want something good to be planted in the mind of your children, you have to be the gardener. You have to tie them with your love and passion. And you have to teach them. Literacy is very important. If you want them to have knowledge about something, you have to start sharing that knowledge and not waiting for the society to give them that wrong alternative. So thank you, Sister Zainab. And thank you, dear mothers and sisters and ladies who listened to us. This was all for today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.